When dealing with the concept of Bdikas Chametz, so you mentioned this concept starts even now. If someone has a house or any home where he plans on not being there for Pesach, but he has it currently in his possession, he's currently living there now, at Purim and beyond, he's living there now, and he plans on leaving. Nonetheless, since he owns his house, and this will be his house at the time of Pesach, he's Mechayv Bdikas. The concept, why one is Mechayv Bdikas, relies on the fact that at the very basic level, when it comes Pesach, it will be his home. Now, as we mentioned, if he would sell his house to a guy, he would be potter from doing Bdikas now before he leaves, simply because it's not his Rishus come Pesach. And again, if he merely sold the Chametz in his house, and the Rishus was still maintained as his own, he would Mechayv Bdikas now before he went off on vacation, wherever he may have been going. Now, it's important to point out that the concept of someone maintaining a Rishus for Pesach, thereby being Mechayv Bdikas, is not limited to pure physical, monetary and physical ownership. There are other concepts where one can Mechayv Bdikas, where it's considered one's Rishus, so one's domain, even though he does not have full monetary ownership. One case in point would be if someone is renting, he doesn't own it, but he's renting. There he has a financial transaction which causes him to have a financial right to be there. There are other cases as well. Just one case which comes up actually fairly frequently is people who are traveling, especially if someone's traveling to New York in middle of Pesach, and he opts to stay over in a hotel on the way. So he comes to the hotel and he takes room for the night. Now, there's one mechayv bdikas. Now, one pays for the right to a room, and sure, the hotel may have some right to move him around to a different room, but generally, one has the right to a room, and that specific room, usually once one occupies the room, will not be moved to a different room. One's considered as if that room is in his domain, it is his room, and now we're talking about a middle of Pesach. Now, Pesach already started. Nonetheless, fundamentally, he should be Mechayv Bdikas. Now, here there's a bit of a catch. Many of the Heidi Gepayskim maintain that most hotels, obviously depends what hotel the person stays at, and each dependent hotel can be different, but many hotels are considered Becheskas Baduk. They're considered to be Bechazok, but they're totally clean, and that is because the hotel has a reputation to maintain, and they are quite strict often, again, depending on the chain, they're quite strict on their housekeeping crew to make sure that they have that place totally clean. A place which is Bechezgas Baduk, which is Bechezaka, which is a clear assumption, there's no reason why it should be Chametz there, there will not be a Chiv Bdikas. Now, we're not totally convinced. But that being the case, one should go ahead, according to most Paiskim, one should go ahead and do a Bdikas on the hotel room as he comes into the room. He should go ahead at the first opportunity and do a Bdikas. Nonetheless, since it's close to, or maybe totally, Bechezgas Baduk, one should not make a bracha. Case in point, I discussed with somebody last year who was traveling. He went with his family and he took 27 hotel rooms in one hotel. 26 came back totally clean, and the 27th room, they found a complete cookie under the bed. This is actually a pretty upscale hotel, but it happened. So, being the case, as a practical measure, one should check to see if there's any chametz around. The bdikas to maintain you don't see the chametz unless they come to eat it. One should go ahead and be bdikas, one should not make a bracha. Another scenario which goes one step further, and that is where one does not have ownership at all, but one is still considered one's domain, and that is if you go to your parents' fiyamtif, you go to in-laws' fiyamtif, and you come to this room. So what happens now? Is this your private domain within the house? It belongs to the parents, it belongs to the in-laws, but you're there for fiyamtif. So most places can maintain that there's no question by a bachur who goes home to his parents. He would have a chiv bdikas on his room in the dorm back in yeshiva because that is his domain, and yeshiva gives him a right to that dorm room. But his room in the house really is not his at all. Everyone knows, you know, any kid who comes home for Pesach, the parents tend to bounce them around to fit everyone, you know, to make all the math work. Somehow they put people hanging from the rafters, wherever it goes. So what's going to happen is, this guy really has no right to his room. That being the case, the chiv bdikas will be squarely on the shoulders of his parents. However, what's not so clear is when married children come for Yom Tov, and they have the room, generally most people sort of, once they give that the couple or the family their room, they sort of, that's it, it's theirs, and no one else is going to intrude without, you know, asking permission first. That being the case, many places can maintain that the children who are moving in, that is their domain, and it's their chiv bdikas and not the parents' chiv bdikas. Practically, you can make a shtich to bdikas, so as family checks together, it may not be such a major nafkamina. There is a question if the person checks his own room by himself, the children who move in check their own room, should they make a bracha, and for that, a rav should be consulted.